I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, Common Sense on Facing the Holidays from Bertice Berry, and famed gospel singer Cece Winans talks about what inspires her. But first, it's time to open the pages of the Washington Post magazine, something we do just about every week to find interesting stories about the way we live now. This week, a story about learning how to act. Or is it how not to act if you want to be the next Survivor or Biggest Loser or other reality TV star, where you're acting but not really? Sound complicated? Well, it was, as freelance journalist Anna Jane Grossman found out when she enrolled in a class to learn how to be a reality TV star. She and one of her classmates, Laverne Perry Kennedy, join us now. Welcome to you both. Thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot.
Anna Jane, now, the very idea of a class on how to be on a reality TV show sounds a little strange. So how did you find out about this class, and why did you want to take it?
Well, the class has actually gotten covered by a lot of newspapers and magazines and radio shows. I think journalists are really drawn to it because it seems like such a meta thing, the idea of a class to learn to be real. It's sort of unbelievable and attractive to people who are trying to show people how we're living today.
Now, Laverne, you're a retired public relations executive. You design handbags. You've got a lot of things going on. Why did you want to take this class? Seems like you're real enough to me.
Well, I took it for different reasons. I'm very much interested in fashion, and I had started taping a fashion segment of an internet TV show that was supposed to come out, and they had pinned me to do the style portion of it. And I thought, after seeing Robert and his little crew on The View, it just seems like something that myself and my co-host needed to take just to better ourselves in front of the camera, that kind of thing.
Robert is Robert Galinsky, who is the instructor?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, now, Anna Jane, what are Robert Galinsky's credentials to teach this class?
Well, it's interesting. He's actually never been on a reality TV show, has never worked behind the scenes on a reality TV show. He is an acting coach and was contacted last spring by a dog groomer who had gotten a role on the Discovery Channel's show Groomer Has It, and wanted to figure out the best way to progress on the show, and thought that, and I think wisely thought that he might be able to get some tips from someone who had a background in acting.
So what were some of the lessons that you learned in this class? What were some of the things that you did?
Well,
all kinds of things.
Laverne, go ahead. Laverne, let me hear from you, too. Anna, I want to hear from both of you. Okay, Laverne, go ahead. You first.
Now, they had all kinds of little exercises, running around and getting loose and shaking your body up and doing. They had a whole line thing where the class was split in half and each somewhere on one side and someone on the other side, and they had a couple of the students go down the line while we were shouting different things to them to see how they would react to adversity if they had to during a reality show.
What was the point of that?
I think the point was to show us what it would feel like to deal with unexpected and difficult situations.
Right. Well, you could get on the subway for that. What do you need to get on a class for that? I mean,
yeah, there were a lot of exercises that were kind of the basic warm-up exercises you would do at an acting class or a team-building class, let's say. And we were put in front of a camera a few times, but we weren't recorded. He said the idea was really just for us to see how it felt to look at ourselves on a screen while we were talking.
Well, now the story takes a twist, because as you go on, Anna Jane, you find out that it's more than just a class on how to be in a reality TV.
Well,
it's actually
right.
A casting call.
One of the tenets of the show, of the school, is to never say you're an actor. That casting directors don't want actors. If they were looking for actors, they'd be hiring actors. What they really want are real people doing real things, real stories. Problem is, a lot of real people don't have a lot of exciting stories to tell just off the bat, or can't think of them, or don't speak up very well, or aren't necessarily coming off the street as the kind of characters that you would want on an interesting TV show.
But it's also true that he says that he was in part using the class
exactly
to develop a casting pool for his own reality TV show.
Exactly. Now, so a few months after the class began, he got this idea that his reality TV school would make an interesting show. So he's in the process of trying to sell a TV show based on a reality TV show based on the New York reality TV school. And he says he's trying to cast that show. But the irony is he's been casting on Craigslist for actors to come, and they don't pay for the class. They come and basically audition, and their audition is taking part in the class. However, they're not supposed to say that they are actors. They're supposed to say that they are truck drivers or nurses or whatever. So it made for this kind of weird element, almost like a game of murder where you don't know who is who.
Well, we called the teacher, Robert Glinsky, over the weekend, and he said that everybody who takes the class is part of the casting pool. He says he doesn't have any ill intent here. He's casting real actors because it makes the class more real than it would be on a reality TV show. Now,
really?
Ladies, how do we feel about this? Actors are more real than real people.
I think it might be more interesting. I think that the actors might be a little bit more adept at telling a story and drawing attention to themselves. And in a class like that, where there are 25, 30 people, those are the ones who know how to get the focus on themselves, which is not only interesting for the idea of him casting a show, but I think he also has in mind that there is a lot of press there. A lot of people are fascinated by reality TV and interested in this idea that you can make a living doing nothing but be yourself. We're obsessed with exposing ourselves. Just look at the internet and blogs, and we mortgage our privacy for fame. So I think that that's one of the reasons why the media is interested in it, and he's trying to give the people who are there from news crews and newspapers which is interesting people to write about.
So Laverne, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. what did you think about this? First of all, what did you think about the class? And secondly, what did you think about this idea that it's really a casting call about reality, and that the actors are supposed to be more real than the real people? What did you think about all that?
I didn't know about all that at the time. I mean, his idea about having the show as a real show, that didn't come out until, I think, the end or maybe the last class I started hearing that kind of stuff. I mean, all in all, for me, I thought it would be more camera-oriented because that's what I was really needed more exposure to. I mean, I had fun at the end of the day. I thought it was interesting that I guess the people that were real people that really wanted to get on the reality shows, they just seemed, I mean, some of them just seemed so desperate. You know what I mean? Which I just found very interesting. I think it made me hold back more for some reason.
There were quite a few people there who had auditioned for Big Brother or Survivor 16, 17, 18 times.
Yeah. 17, 18 times. Wow, that's something. So Anna Jane, very, very, very briefly, any eating bugs in your future? Any of that?
No, absolutely
Biggest Loser,
not.
Any of that stuff?
You know, I'm a writer, and I think that's the best thing for me. I like telling stories and being able to share things without having to put my face on the screen. I think what it comes down to is it's kind of a fantasy camp for people who are into reality TV and want to get a taste of what that's like.
All right. Freelance journalist Anna Jane Grossman and her classmate Laverne Perry Kennedy. Grossman's piece about attending a class on how to become a reality TV star is called Reality Check. It appears in this week's Washington Post magazine. And if you want to read the piece in its entirety, you can find a link on our website, npr.org/tellmemore. They were both kind enough to join us from our New York Bureau. Ladies, thank you both so much, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you.